Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canadian Blue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. 3-2 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference after earning a split on the road. A thrilling win over Northwest Nazarene to start off the road trip 76-74 and then losing by 10 at Seattle Pacific 79-69. But again, even that 10-point total, just a couple of shots difference there, and it's a totally different ball game, and that score probably a little bit deceiving just kind of looking at the stats. But let's talk about the first game against Northwest Nazarene. Obviously, this was a huge win for you.
Well, we show what we're capable of all the time. We show a lack of understanding or something at other times, too. I mean, we literally go on the road to a very, very, very good Northwest Nazarene team and spot them 13 points in both halves. Do a poor job in rotation on some of the things that we want to do defensively, and then come out probably for the last 17 minutes of that game and play some of our best basketball. I mean, we shot the ball fairly well. Obviously, we were 7-for-12 from three. We were better defensively. Inched our way back in. Got a huge stop. DeAndre had a big block right at the end of the game to prevent it from going into overtime or getting beat. And so we were very fortunate to come away with that road win. And we've played now, out of our first five conference games, four of these games have been on the road. So we have the most road games of any team in the GNAC right now at this juncture of the season. And so, we're going to get a few games at home, which is going to be nice. But we have to go out and play. We have to go out and play the way we're capable of. And we talked a lot about close games and where we were at on that side of the stick last year. We won some close games last year, but we lost a lot of close games. And this year we seem to, knock on wood, we seem to have a propensity to get those things going in our direction.
Well, I think no question the big issue going into the GNAC season was, I thought there was no question that MSUB was better than they were last year. Nice season last year to start off your campaign with MSUB, but nonetheless, no question I thought you guys were better, but there was still a little bit of a question mark, frankly, and until you answer it, it's always going to be out there. Can this team win on the road? And yes, the answer is that very thing. Yes, you can win on the road because you've won a couple now.
Well, it took us a while. I mean, it wasn't like one of those things where we clicked the switch and we got that figured out right away. The thing that this group has, and when they display it, is a competitive nature. I mean, I think this is a competitive group. This is a group that that does want to win, and so it comes in different forms and fashions for them. But they do have that going for them, and I think that's an ingredient that you have to have when you go out and play on the road.
Shot pretty well on the road. I mean, you shoot 47% against Northwest Nazarene in the win. We haven't really got into the Seattle Pacific game, but you shoot 44% there. I mean, those kind of numbers, particularly on the road, is something that generally I think you can probably live with.
Well, yeah, I think, and we'll talk about it in a second, but in the Seattle Pacific game, I thought we had really good shots. I did. I thought we had good shots and good looks at the basket. We had, 1 and 2 foot shots at the hoop, and they didn't go in the hole. I think when you look at shoot field goal percentage, one of the things I do look for is that, of course. But I also, when I go back and watch tape, I want to see, were we getting the kind of shot that we wanted to get? Were we working to get the ball to where we needed to get it? And for the most part, I would say yes. But there were stretches in both of those games where I thought we played in a rush, and it affected, our ability to make baskets.
I want to talk about the Seattle Pacific game coming up, along with a little bit more of the Northwest Nazarene, some of the individual performances on the second part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Hoo Hot.
What's hot?
Hoo Hot.
Hoo Hot?
That's right. Hoo Hot, the exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Hoo Hot Mongolian grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Hoo Hot Mongolian grill. King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, coming off a split on the road, defeating Northwest Nazarene by 2, losing to Seattle Pacific by 10. You know, I guess the, taking a look at the numbers, geez, you just need to trail at the half, because you take a look at Northwest Nazarene coming off that, another performance not that long ago where you struggled at in the first half only to come back in the second half. You trailed by 9, ended up winning that one by 2. You actually were leading Seattle Pacific 30-27, but then in the second half, my goodness, they shoot 18-24. I mean, obviously, that's never going to be a good thing for you. 9-13 from three-point range. Did you have some problems defensively, or was it just a case where all of a sudden a team just got hot against you?
Well, I think the technical, when we had the technical, everything changed, and we didn't need that to happen. We didn't need the technical, for one, and, you know, I thought our mentality was really poor and weak for it to suck the energy away from us. I thought we were at a juncture in that game. You know, we had, you know, a couple dunks by McQuarrie. And quite honestly, I thought we were shooting the ball horribly against Seattle Pacific, and we're up 11. I mean, just horribly. I mean, shots that we worked to get and we are comfortable getting, I thought we just missed them. I thought what we were doing defensively was good. And then all of a sudden we just, you know, we took that first 16 minutes of real good hard blue collar work, and we just kind of threw it out the window with like bad bathwater. And so now, you know, now it's a 3-point game, and it's a close game to start the second half, and they obviously were making shots. They went to a chin set where when they get the ball into the high post, we know it's red alert for backdoor, and for some reason that information that we were trying to portray to our team, maybe we had demons or ghosts or goblins going around in our heads, but we couldn't get that one figured out. They're running come together, which we have, and they're running, you know, some high pick, you know, high backdoor cutting type stuff, and they back cut us very effectively. And I know they did the same thing against Western Washington the night before, so it wasn't like it was new or we didn't know or we hadn't gone through that. So that was disappointing. We started to shoot the ball better, but, you know, I think we got it cut back down to 7, but it was too little too late. And, you know, they're the 12th ranked team in the country, and you're playing at their place, and, you know, second night on the road, you don't have those margin of errors where you go in there and you lose your mentality. You know, we talked about that to our team. You can't play really good teams and just, you know, give your chips away. And I thought we did that. Now, they played really well. Their two guards, Banchero and LaRue, they performed as advertised. I thought in the first part of the game we had them locked down a little bit, and in the last 24 minutes of that game they took over.
You know, huge weekend for DeAndre Chambers. Coming off that tough game at home, he ends up with 21 points against Northwest Nazarene, and he ends up with 19 against Seattle Pacific. Having said that, looking at the stat sheet, he was the individual who got the technical foul. Now, somebody like DeAndre, I want to be careful how I say this, but somebody like DeAndre, it's so important for him. He's an emotional player, and I think that's an important part of his game. You certainly don't want to take that away from him, but I suppose it is one of those situations, and of course, you know, sometimes some officials are quicker to call tees than others, and you're wondering, well, geez, what was that all about? But I suppose in a situation like that, that's one of those times when maybe the emotion gets the best of you a little bit.
You know, in competitive athletics, particularly ones that have as much volatile change as the sport of basketball does, I mean, you're going from offense to defense to rebounding to passing to shooting to screening. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in a small window of time. It still doesn't make up for any excuses. I mean, you know, everybody, you know, we've talked to our team about, you've got all these emotions circling around inside the, you know, to use an analogy, inside, you know, the inside your body. You know, you've got anger, you've got happiness, you've got exhilaration, you've got bad moments, blah, blah, blah. Well, at the end of the day, those things have to stay locked up in a box inside, and the really good ones, you don't know what they're thinking. You know what I mean? In the day when I was growing up, and it was somebody like a, you know, you take a Walt Frazier as an example for a guard. I mean, you know, they called him cool and smooth and everything, but he's out there taking the ball from you. You might block his shot. No emotion. You know what I mean? Now, inside, I'll bet you there was all kinds of things going on. So you have to be able to, you know, you really have to be able to bottle that up and utilize the best pieces of it. That doesn't mean you don't, you know, show some happiness and some exhilaration, but you certainly can't wear your emotions on your sleeve, and you can't let the little things that are going to take place in a highly competitive basketball game that was going on that night affect how you perform and the performance of others.
I probably have a little more empathy because sometimes I think that, you know, basketball sports is such a reflection on life. I mean, how many times have you maybe said something to your wife and it was like a bad pass where you just, the minute it leaves your hand, you'd like to take it back. And the minute it comes out of your mouth, you're saying, oops, sorry. Which I hadn't said that. Sometimes in basketball, you don't get those do-overs or what have you. But again, it doesn't take away from the fact that, boy, what a player. 41 points on the week. And you had some other great performances. Derek Wright, wow, he came up big with you. With 33 points over the weekend. Alasha, again, good consistent effort on his part as he ends up with 15 points in the win over Northwest Nazarene. So, again, you're getting some of those individual performances that, for the most part, are spelling some good things for you.
Well, I thought Derek was really good for, three of the four halves offensively. The second half against Nazarene, he kind of came out of his, post twisted knee type syndrome that he had and played more comfortable. I thought he was our best player on the floor in the Seattle Pacific game. DeVelk, he didn't make shots in the Seattle Pacific game. He's 3 for 11, but he's got 12 assists and 10 rebounds. I mean, he's 3 points away from a triple double. That's pretty special. But he missed some shots. He missed some free throws, and he was part of the group that was trying to keep those other guards under control. So, it's difficult, I think, sometimes for the opponent to figure out who's going to play well for the Jackets, and it's also difficult for me, on the other hand, trying to figure out who to keep on the floor and who to rotate with, because one night Lasha's really good, and next night maybe he's average, and one night McQuarrie's really good, and the next night maybe he's average, and so when we can really we haven't hit our stride yet. I mean, that's an exciting thought. Now it's also a frustrating thought because let's go. I mean, it's on right now. Every one of these games is a playoff game, so let's go. Let's hit our stride. But I would really like to see 40 minutes of our best basketball at both ends of the floor, and then see what that stacks up to.
I'm going to talk about those games coming up. And finally, Yellow Jackets at home. Three straight games beginning on Thursday against Central Washington, Saturday against Western Washington, part of a doubleheader with the women's teams. We'll talk about those games coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show. Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coach's Show. Montana State Billings set for three straight games at home, including two this week, as they're 3-2 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. I was kind of kidding with Kevin Wooden, sort of tongue-in-cheek, the head coach for the women's team. I said, well, the nice thing about the GNAC is you go on the road and you certainly get battle-tested. I mean, there's no question that when you come home, you faced some of the best teams around. The problem is, when you come home, you face some great teams again. In the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, you just don't have one of those moments where you kind of go, phew, boy, I'm glad that series is over. Now we can go move to the next one, because the next one's just as tough. I don't care if you're at home or on the road.
We have no soft teams in this deal. I mean, this every, and I've said it before, it's kind of like the Big East. I mean, there is no, the ACC, I mean, every single night we lace up our tennis shoes and walk out there. We're playing the guy who's the best at this, or we're playing a team that's, very good. And these two teams that we're playing right now, you can see the significance of it. And I know it's early and there's lots of games to be played, but, Central and ourselves are tied at 3-2. And we're a half a game back of Western Washington for second place at 4-2. So, I mean, and those are the two teams that we have coming in this weekend. Kind of different in nature a little bit in teams. Both of them want to score. Both of them want to get up and down the floor. So that'll be good, because we won't have to worry about tempo or pace. Central's, they're going to press you. They're going to play lots of people. They're going to try and wear you down. So you have to be pretty tough-minded to play this group. They have lots of different individuals who can score in lots of different ways. Perez can really shoot the ball. J.C. Cook and Cliff are very good, combo guards, point guard type players. Sprinkles, big-time post players, 6'9", 230. Roby. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on and on. They've just got a lot of different players that can do a lot of different things. And so you really, you know, you have to play with real toughness when you play Central Washington.
Certainly, you're sitting unbeaten at home. You've been just excellent at home and been effective on the road. But again, you know, it just takes one bad night. And certainly, you've maybe struggled at times during a game at home, but for the most part, you've got a real consistent effort. What do you see as some of the keys to coming out on top over these next three games at home?
Well, you know, we have to take care of the basketball. We have to execute on the offensive end of the floor. We have to adhere to the scouting report as far as, you know, what we believe we need to do defensively to slow these teams down. I don't know if you can stop anybody, but you need to try and slow them down and make that more manageable. Obviously, in the SPU game, them only missing six shots in the second half was a strong testament to them, but was also a testament to our resolve in defending. You know, and then the rebounding factor, you know. You got, you know, and gosh darn it, and it does. It comes down to making shots and keeping people from making shots. I mean, that's, you know, now there's lots of different scientific ways to get in there and sound all smart in between. But, you know, we got to hit the shots that we get. I think when we hit those shots that we get, I think, you know, I don't like it. But we play all the other facets of the basketball game pretty well when that starts to take place.
Yeah, it's sometimes we make it such a complicated game, and when it boils right down to it, it really isn't, is it?
Not at all. I mean, you just got, you know, you have to, you know, you have to share the basketball. I like the fact that we have multiple people who are capable of big nights. We do have that, and that I think is positive. And Central has that, as does Western Washington. I mean, Western Washington is huge, you know, and both teams have veteran players coming back. So it'll be a real challenge for the Jackets this weekend. Should be exciting basketball.
I think one of the biggest issues, just real quickly, that's been with this team early on in the year, you said that, you know, you had great talent, but there were times when it almost, and I'm paraphrasing here, where it seemed like you had five individual players on the court and, you know, all doing their thing. Maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the biggest improvements in this team is they really are playing as a team right now, and they appear to be a very, very unselfish team.
They are unselfish. I mean, they will share the basketball with one another. They're a tight group. I mean, you get on the road with them, they're like brothers. They'll, you know, tease each other unmercifully, but, you know, stick with each other, root for each other. They truly do have a your success is my success mentality, which is starting to evolve and become stronger and stronger. But we have guys who can make plays. That's the difference. We have more guys who can make plays, and that's the biggest difference from last year. We had some guys who could make plays last year. This year we have more guys who can make plays. Now, as we say that, they have to go out there and do that.
Thursday at 7:30, they'll be up against Central Washington at Altarowitz, and then Saturday, January 30th, against Western Washington, part of three straight games at home for Montana State Billings. George Pfeiffer, congratulations on the nice win over Northwest Nazarene, and best of luck to you over these next three games.
Thank you so much.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with George Pfeiffer. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.